little segments for you. Here's about 5 minutes after six with the Grease Man. Hello! You ready for action? I almost feel like singing the Friday song today, because most of us have tomorrow off, and a lot of people have a four-day weekend, so it is a good thing to celebrate Thanksgiving once again. Another joyous experience of gluttony here in the good old U.S. of A. I'm just glad I'm alive to see it, because there was a time in my life, when I was a fool. I was stupid. I was looking for the easy buck, and it nearly cost me my life. Yeah, back in the days when I was a jewel smuggler. I'd go down to Argentina. I'd make contact with shady characters. And I'd come back with jewels in my suitcase. The trick was to get them through customs. Oh, sure, a lot of people hollowed out souvenirs. A lot of people hid them in their cameras. I just left them underneath my underwear. Because the whole trick to getting through customs is how you conduct yourself. You see, they scan you surreptitiously when you're coming through customs. And anybody that looks very, very nervous, for a few sweating, eyes darting, or anybody that looks very, very relaxed, always arouses suspicion. Because a normal person going through customs is a little confused, is a little nervous. Anytime you're before authority figures, you're thinking to yourself, geez, did I forget something? Did I forget the claim? Did I pick up a trinket and forget and I put it in there? Are they going to put me in jail? Am I going to be forgetting a fine? You know, so anybody going through customs is nervous. So that anybody looking totally calm arouses suspicion. But then again, anybody looking totally nervous like they're going to heave their guts also arouses suspicion. So you really have to achieve a fine medium. I traveled as an Argentinian citizen. I had a fake passport. I spoke only Spanish. I get up to the customs and say, bueno dia, no hablo inglés. And they'd get somebody that spoke Spanish to come speak to me. He'd ask me in Spanish, do you travel to America often? I said, no, this is my first time. He said, do you have anything to declare? I said, no, I'm just here for a couple of weeks traveling on business. I have a camera, some trinkets. I made sure I had all Argentinian clothing, Argentinian cigarettes. Nothing to arouse suspicion. I acted like the typical confused foreigner arriving in America for the first time. The guy was just about ready to snap shut my suitcase without even ruffling through it when who should pull into the airport but the Harlem Globetrotters. I'd met them several times when I bumped into them leaving my girlfriend's house, and I hoped to God they wouldn't recognize me now. I had just told this customs official that I'd never been to America before, that I was a foreigner, that I was from Argentina. How in the blue blazes would I know the Harlem Globetrotters? So I stood there trying to gaze down at my suitcase, looking anywhere but at Meadowlark. I tried to be cool. The guy snapped my suitcase shut. He handed it back to me. I started to walk away when suddenly Meadowlark recognized me. He slapped his buddies and they all started screaming.
I'm happy to see you again.
No! No!
Happy because you are my friend.
My God! The customs agent said, I thought you'd never been here before. I said, I haven't. This is my first year. He said, what happened to the Spanish? I said, oh, my God. I started to run. He said, halt. I pulled out a grenade from under my suit jacket. He said, halt. The bullet stitched up my back, and as I slumped to the ground, Meadowlark came running over and said, geez, I'm sorry. I didn't know you wanted to be anonymous. I said, it's okay, Meadowlark. It's okay. He said, can I do anything? I said, yeah. Hug me close. And as he did, I pulled the pin from the grenade.
Tonight at 8, the drama comes to a nerve-shattering conclusion.